Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. Real talk.
What up? Welcome to Money Monday in the city. What's going on, everybody? Yeah. Hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. What's good? 917-889-3926. Tonight, inside Money Monday, we're hanging out with a few artists. We've had artists all week, actually all last week. We had artists performing out at the Tampa Improv. CenterStage Live returns to the Tampa Improv. Actually, tomorrow night it's going down. If you haven't got your tickets, yo, you are going to miss a treat. There's 13 acts going down in one place. And tonight we are blessed with singer, rapper, legend, and poet Sabrina Odin. Most artists have performed something here on the air. If we didn't have music, I kind of called them out. They freestyled or something. We'll see what we got tonight. Again, poet Sabrina Odin and singer, rapper, legend hanging out. If you want to talk to him, hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 903 in New Orleans, baby. It's 1003 here in Tampa, Florida. We'll be right back with legend and Sabrina Odin hanging out with us inside Money Monday. Team Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real. Baby, I was born to shine. Baby, it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
To me. times in my life. Baby, I was born by some natural to me. Natural.
Everybody, it is Monday, October 24th, 2011. Tonight, inside Money Monday, we have special guests, rapper, singer, legend, and Sabrina Odom hanging out with us. I keep messing it up because it's Sabrina Odom. Odom. I think I said Odin a couple of times. Nevertheless, legend is hanging out. But before we get to legend, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
What up? Center Stage is on and popping tomorrow night. Tampa Improv is going down. A 13 acts, and we have the roster here. Just in case you really don't know who's performing out there, we're going to let you know. We have an official roster just came in. Tomorrow night, we have Sierra Ganey, Shorty Rock, Christina Shantz, Octavius Grooms, Legend, Robert Rennie, Bizzle, James Brenham, Bird Beasy, Ferdinand, Sabrina, Letitia, Lance. It's anything and everything from comedy to raw hip hop to some inspirational to some male vocalists, female vocalists. I mean, competition is thick. If you are not doing anything, you really don't want to miss this show. It's being taped for the CW Channel 44, and the artists have been oh so gracious to hang out with us all week, last week, and we're starting off this week with Legend, singer, rapper, but I'm going to let her do an official intro for herself. Legend, welcome to the show, Mama. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
How y'all doing, Tampa?
We're good. Well, see, we're worldwide right now. So you are coming from Tampa, right? You're coming live from Tampa right now, right?
Yes, I'm out of Tampa. Repping 813.
Originally. Okay. That's what's good. So, Legend, singer, rapper is correct, right?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about Legend, how you came about to be where you are right now, what you created, where you're going. I had an opportunity to listen to Tip of My Tongue, and that – I'm sure it comes from a special place when it comes to creativity. Tell us about Legend right now. Everybody's listening across the country. Yo, they're listening in Baghdad. I just want to let you know you got a worldwide audience right now.
Okay, what's up, world? What's up, world? How y'all doing? I know you're favorite. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking in. Tip of My Tongue, you said you actually had an opportunity to hear that out. Let me give you some birth of Legend. Legend, I'm like, you know, like one of the runaway girls just hanging out. All of my cousins are guys, you know what I mean? So it was always circles and you know, spitting, a lot of spitting going on, a lot of feeling energy, you know what I mean? So that's the kind of energy I grew up around, kind of environment. Music, I've always loved music. Choir, as far as, you know, my song. Great writer. I've always loved short stories, you know, just creative on that aspect of it. And I kind of just never let it go. I was kind of thrown into the booth. It was like, come on, cuz, go ahead, check it out. You know what I mean? You'll like it. And ended up loving it. So now I'm here doing my thing. Tip of My Tongue, I mean, it was something that I wanted to actually see if I could deliver over a track. As far as how playful the track is, you know, a lot of moaning and groaning going on, a lot of automatopoeias. but it was a lot of fun.
How long have you actually been in the game when you actually decided consciously that I want to do this professionally and really try to go after something big. When was that?
I actually stepped foot in the game about a year and a half ago, believe it or not. So not long professionally, but when I stepped in, never stepped out. And, you know, always got my foot in something, always, you know, trying to get involved, trying to be seen, you know what I'm saying, just getting that exposure. So not really long.
But I think your focus, I saw a promo for you along with some pictures that said she's serious about this game.
Definitely, no doubt. Anything that I'm involved in is definitely full of passion first. Definitely serious. I mean, ain't no need to get in if you ain't going to be serious. You know, as far as, I would say professionally, you know what I'm saying, 2 years, but, you know what I'm saying, this game is long. You know what I mean? So, it's like I said, it's always in me, always in my heart. It's always been here. But, you know what I'm saying, just actually put forth the production and all of that, getting the people behind me in it, you know what I mean? I'm actually really just getting my foot in it. But it's been fun. A lot of interesting things I've learned. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of education behind this business, definitely. And I really enjoy myself.
The team that's behind you, I had an opportunity to speak with Dwayne a couple of times. Talk about the team, because I know that you were in transition from one previous management team. You're under a different team right now. What brought about the transition? But one, give props to 5 O'Clock.
Definitely props goes out to the boss. 5 O'Clock, baby.
No doubt.
Transitioning, you know what I'm saying, from one management team to the next, I mean, it really wasn't big. I kind of had all control over me, Legend, and everything, you know, that I wanted to do. So as far as the control aspect, I was in full control. The transition wasn't hard at all. I love my street team. I love everybody that was behind me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody represented me, supported me. I love you. You know what I mean? You know who you are, TG's baby, for sure. Now 5 O'Clock with Big Boss, you know what I'm saying, Dwayne Golson, love you, Crystal, love you, baby. That's who I'm with now. That's who I'm repping. They're really showing me the game and a different light in it, you know what I mean? That they're showing me a different avenue that I've yet to see, so.
Right. Yeah, it's going down, everybody. Tomorrow night, if you miss it, you know, you're just going to miss part one to an awesome, diverse, it's a showstopper type of program. First of all, it's a national platform, the Improv. 10 plus acts. It's like 13 acts going down tomorrow, being taped for the CW. Go out, support Legend and the other people who just come out and do what they do so naturally. And in most instances, I say most because the reality is some of that is just like, okay, you clearly, you know, just aren't serious. But Legend, I'll say this, your swag says a lot about, you know, how serious you take it based on what I've seen. Again, a lot is about presentation. If you have passion, you know, presentation will take you far. So, again, big up to 5 O'Clock. This is Legend. She's performing out there tomorrow night. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the business. One thing that artists sleep on way too often, it's the business of this game. I can tell by the people who are behind you that you take this business seriously. We're going to bring on the other co-host when we come back and continue to talk to Legend inside Money Monday. We're going to talk to her about how serious she really take this game and making her money. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Make you wanna go and get up with your brick, no counterfeit. LMC is so timeless. Make you wanna book it. Gangsters walk in Air Force and hoodies. Pac-Man in my stand. Shorty's looking like damn. Freestyle with my hand. Finish off with a spin. They screaming, ugh. Watch me shake the whole planet, man. I levitate with all my feet, man. They hovercraft. Damn. We joking all over the continent. While me and Memphis got this quick money dominant. This is the final destination, homie. You better not get close. You better back up off me. Because you know I got that joking on me. They on their kicking toes, ready to get up into something. We gangsta walking over here. North, North, Funky Town. West, Wood is up in here. East, Memphis represent. Put them hands up in the air. You know every time we ride, we putting Memphis on the back. We screaming, huh?
Upon arrival, my attire, how you pissing me? It's in them jeans, hoodie, boxers, and a Tennessee. We up in business, falling through like the guillotine. These jugging and bugging, popping hella beans. Blowing cushion and leaning out that promethazine. Been getting blow, but I'm focused, ready for anything. A boss, I don't need no. Gangsta walking, go real on some Ninos. Keep looking, cause you ain't on this. Trendsetter, you pissing on the same old. We can't do all the walk.
Air Force is in here. Air Force is in here. Air Force is in here. They were gangsta walking. Air Force is in here. Air Force is in here. Air Force is in here.
$300 weave and still she bat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind when my crew's clashing. Table is all clips, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get dough.
J-Toes and Poes and Stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
WHAC, TM Hotman Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show. You're inside Money Monday. It's October 24th. The tone of the time will be 10:23 here on the East Coast, 7:23 on the West. What's good in your hood? Tonight we have special guest singer, rapper, legend hanging out with us. In the second hour, we have Miss Sabrina Odom, both performing Center Stage Live tomorrow night at the Tampa Improv. If you don't know what improv is, that's in Ybor City. What the hell is Ybor City? Some in other parts of the country and the world may be saying, hey, it's like a real high business party district, more party than business, really, right in the heart of Tampa. It is nothing but entertainment, parties, relaxations, eatery. It has a Cuban feel because that whole area was really established by Cuban migrants. Nevertheless, the Tampa Improv tomorrow night, Ybor City is going down. Legend hanging out with us tonight. Coming up, tip of my tongue. Miss Legend, tell us how we can follow you. Website, Twitter, Facebook. What up?
The mic is closed, but hold on.
Let's help her out. Let's help her out.
Right. I was going to bring Toya on first.
Oh, go for it. Let's do that. I'm sorry. Let's pause and bring on all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Welcome to the show, Miss Toya.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, y'all?
What's good?
Oh, hey. Excuse my – hey, Serena CeeLo. Excuse my raspy voice.
Tonight, Miss Legend, live from Tampa, Florida, performing – at the Tampa Improv, hanging out with us. Legend, again, website, Facebook, Twitter, my friend. Let us know how we can follow you right now, how we can take a look at those pictures. Hey, you got to check out the promo, my friends. The promo for Legend right now, along with these pics, say, yo, it's strictly business right now. I'm trying to get it. Hey, how can we follow you right now, Miss Legend?
People follow me, check me out at legendsplaypen.com, L-E-G-E-N-D-S, play, P-L-A-Y, 10-P-E-N.com, or 5oclockentertainment.com, 5oclockentertainment, E-N-T, sorry, .com. That's how you can check me out, listen at me, hear my music, see my swag, my pics, what have you.
No doubt. Now, I got to ask you this, because it's B-Roll Radio. Is that a self-established swag, or is that like, you know, a team of people who's helped you to create that? And I want to, it's a real question, and I'm looking for a real answer, right? Because it's a lot of people that's trying to get it in, and I want them to really understand what it really takes when you're trying to get it in, because I'm going to give you props. You have a look that's a winner. You know, is it self-made, or was it put together?
Well, thank you. I would say that it's definitely self-made. I mean, I was always the thumb. I was always the one to stick out above, you know what I'm saying, the rest, or just the one that appeared to be different. There is definitely a signature behind my swag. I have to say that it just came with, you know what I'm saying, life experience and everything that I've become. I mean, so definitely self-made.
You said signature. I am an industry person. I understand signature. Other people may be sitting at home saying, you know, what does your John Hancock have to do with this? Help them to understand what signature and brand really means.
Well, from my, you know, understanding, or let's say my perception of what a signature is, it's everything that you are, everything that you believe in, everything that you've worked hard to become, that you know what I mean, that is you, and no one else can steer your thoughts to be different. Like, no one can tell you that you're any different than what you're portraying. So whatever that is that you choose to present, choose to deliver, choose to show, what have you, definitely stick to that. Be you in everything. And that's what certifies a signature.
Great response. I really like your response to that. Where did that come from? Clearly you've had either some life experiences that you've grown from, or you've had some strong role models that helped you to understand. Where did the understanding and the wisdom come from?
My youth years, I would say I had a lot of elder role models. I really didn't hang with my age group. You know, I was definitely maybe like 5 feet ahead. Nothing really interests me in my lane. So I was always looking for, you know, a faster pace or just a brighter intellect on life. And, you know, that always was an interest to me. So I always steered left or steered right into just this real, you know, this real world out here. There is more to it than fun and games. You actually got to understand your place. You got to know your place. And once you understand, know your place and know your purpose, you know what I mean? You step harder, you shine brighter, and you'll be seen.
What do you say to young MCs, because it's like ladies' night, and I'm blessed to be surrounded by so many talented, beautiful women, but for female rappers specifically, you know, what advice would you have for them, in addition to the jewels that you really just dropped, if they're really paying attention? What advice would you have for them if you could really get a group of, you know, aspiring female rappers together? What would you tell them?
I'm definitely woman power. I'm definitely woman power. Once you understand the ingredients and the chemistry behind a woman, once you fully understand, you'll know everything that it takes to be a woman. But what my advice is to, one, respect yourself. Respect yourself first. Respecting yourself means that you won't do anything to disrespect yourself, do anything to degrade yourself, do anything to harm yourself. Love yourself. Definitely love yourself. You know what I mean? If you detour from any of that, that means that you're really not being you, and that goes back to being you. If you are, you know, that, let's say, fun-filled female, you know, who enjoys the fast life or what have you, I would definitely say open your eyes a little wider, but definitely be you. If you're the type that just, you know, likes to chill off in the slow lane, you know, don't get left. Definitely, you know, be a little more exciting and open your eyes to life. Don't get left. But female MCs, I mean, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. I really can't say, because I don't know the degree of women that I'm talking to, but definitely the industry just kind of like boxes us in into, you know, sex objects or just selling sex and things of that sort, and we kind of talk a little degrading, you know, as far as women and who we are. And I'm kind of opposed to that, you know. I'm kind of lean toward women power. So for me, that's what I'm digging, you know, but to each his own.
No doubt. I totally respect and get everything that you just said, right? But I think even today, there's a lack of respect amongst women for themselves. And
right.
That's something that I totally think needs more women power and more strong women like yourself. Tell us again how we can follow you, and why don't you introduce your new single?
How I Was Founded?
No. Go ahead and tell us again how we can follow you. with your website, Facebook, Twitter, and then introduce your song for the people.
All right, world. How you can find me is Legends Playpen, LegendsPlayPen.com, or 5oclockentertainment.com, 5oclockent.com. And I want to go ahead and introduce y'all. Tip of my tongue. Definitely enjoy it. It's a fun track. Don't take it personal. It's just how I was feeling at the time.
Hey, we'll be right back. See you on the radio live. Legend, everybody. Team Hyman Radio Live. 10:36. I'm trying to push it along. 9:36 in Houston. What's going on, everybody? You're inside Money Monday. Legend hanging out with us. Coming up in the next hour, Miss Sabrina Odin, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. CeeLo hanging with us live out of Charlotte. Entertainment National News coming up in the next hour. Miss Legend, business itself. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? 5 years from now, what do you really see yourself doing in the game? Because I'm going to also say congratulations on the casting call that you did a few weeks ago. You're working on the Get Money Project with D. George Productions. That was, like, natural for you. That was a good look.
Thank you. Where I see myself 5 years from now is definitely doing big things. I got to be doing big things. I won't take nothing less. So,
no doubt.
I mean, definitely. One more time.
No, I said no doubt. Anything specifically? Big things is pretty broad. Do you see yourself not just putting out projects yourself, but, you know, do you have a passion to produce and have other artists under you? A production company, label, or are you just focused on really being an artist?
I would say as far as the production, I want to get behind the music and the tracks as far as my creativity. I think I can be a great asset, you know, as far as the actual track itself. Songwriting, I'm kind of interested in that too. I can be very lucrative to the business as far as, you know, my writing skills. Having artists under me, haven't thought about that. It's a good point, but really haven't thought about that. Definitely signing with a big record company sometime soon, very soon. I'm pushing myself, doing what I need to do to be seen. And also, let's say the screen. Checking out the screen, too. Let's see how I can get on the big screen.
Right, no doubt. Well, big up to you. Good luck to you, 5 o'clock Entertainment. You know, you'll definitely seem to understand what it takes, you know, so you're officially a friend of this show. CeeLo out of Charlotte, she is big with what you know, talking about as far as woman power. So,
yeah. I've been so quiet. I've really been quiet. I haven't been busy. I really haven't. I know you probably thought I was over here and gone.
You have.
No. I was listening, and, like, honestly, I was quiet only because I was like, okay, is this, like, my sister that my mom didn't tell me about? I mean, like, are you born on the same day? What the hell is going on? Yes, I am so woman power. And even in my – I want to give a shout-out, and I was going to do this in my entertainment and national news, but you guys just kind of forced it out of me. I want to shout-out the Cigna Health System. You know, the health group, because they have a commercial that they just started running, a campaign they just started running, pretty much showing women power and diversity, right? And they had the picture. The commercial was just this one woman, and they put so many different, like, uniforms and costumes and stuff on her, showing her in ballerina, you know, garb. But then also showing her as a firefighter, and then showing her as, you know, a utility worker, but then showing her as, like, this, you know, frilly woman. I mean, because women are so traditionally just thrown in a box, and it's like, okay, you can only work behind the desk, or you can only do this. It's only tomboys that, you know, get their hands dirty, and that's not the case. I mean, I'm way more girly than I used to be, but... I mean,
well,
you know, being a woman takes a lot.
fellas, yeah. we gotta love our women, fellas. We gotta love them. We gotta support them. We gotta take care of them. You know, at the end of the day, you know, each one teach one. But if not for women, a lot of us men would not exist or be where we are. They are the backbone of who we are. The bone of who we are. We can't escape it. We have to learn how to take better care of our women, hands down. That's not just my perspective. It is what it is. You're inside Money Monday. We got Legend hanging out with us, CeeLo Toya. Go ahead, madam. I'm sorry.
Can I add this? And thank you very much for your love speech to the women. Well, you know what? This is something I realized, that women, we need our men as well. We need to... But they don't know what to do. So just know that. They don't know what to do. And you got to have patience. And, yeah, that's all
no
I have to say about this. Because we love you guys, too. Yeah. That's all I have
we
to
appreciate
say
it. We appreciate
yeah.
it. Legend, thank you for taking your time taking time out of your schedule and time to hang out with us tonight. Hey, we appreciate you. Good luck. Legend is competing for a $1,000 cash and prize reward as a first place winner. Second prize out there is $300. Third place is $150. There's a final show going down November 15th. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Tomorrow night, 13 acts, one place, the Tampa Improv, 8 p.m. You do not want to miss it. It's being taped for Center Stage Live, the television show, CW Channel 44, and all of its cable affiliates. Legend, madam, one more time, just so the people are clear on how to follow you. And because I really like the groove. It's a little provocative, but I think I'm just a provocative person. That's why I like, you know, the tip on the tongue joint. But we're going to play that again just because we can. So one more time. Hey, website, you know what I'm saying, and info. How can we follow you, mama? Thanks for rocking with us.
No, really, I'm glad to hear that I have a fan. I consider you one.
Hey, no doubt. I'm with you. You can come back anytime. I'm with you. I'm playing it.
LegendsPlayPen.com, 5 o'clock ENT.com. Y'all check me out. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I have a question. Like, how are you going to let her get away with not freestyling?
Hey, I didn't think you were going to let her.
I wasn't. I'm like, what are you doing? No, she has to freestyle. I'll say this. I'll be fair. You can either choose to sing live or you can rhyme live. Your choice. We're going to go to a song, come back, be prepared.
Let's do it, Legend.
Okay.
It's your world.
Let's go to a song, let you, you know, give you a moment, because I know you weren't really prepared for that. But that's how we do on TM Hobby Radio Live.
It's Money Monday. It's Money October 24th. Hey, I love you, CeeLo. I love you. Hey, we'll be right back, everybody.
I'm even going to play your song again. How about that? I'm going to play your song again.
Hey, let's do that. What's up right there? It's 10:44. Ready to take a bath. Get ready to take a bath and go to sleep after you listen to this. Tip of my thumb.
She Hyman Radio Live.
I'm in Radio Live. That was Tip of My Tongue by our guest legend this evening. Thanks for joining us. It's about 10:47 here on the East Coast. You're rocking with us on Money Monday. We're just speaking with a few more people that will be at Center Stage Live tomorrow evening performing, going up against CeeLo and myself. So make sure you come out and check them out tomorrow night.
Hey, what are y'all performing again? What are y'all doing?
We haven't figured it out. We'll probably get that together a few minutes before we go on stage. We haven't figured it out yet.
Right, it's a toss up between the Candy Cane Girls and Salt and Pepper.
We're not quite sure yet.
Hey,
right, we believe in ourselves every time, so we'll figure it out.
Do the Salt and Pepper and then come in with the Candy Cane Girls. What?
You are absolutely in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, our special guest, legend, CeeLo Toya. Dee Dee is on hiatus tonight with a family emergency going on. So we are with you, my friend. Let's go to area code 813, last four digits 6053. Again, 6053. Hey, tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's Sabrina Odoms.
Miss
How are
Odom.
You?
How are you, madam? How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Hey, you've been hanging out with us for a minute. I'm not sure if it's a speakerphone or if it's the internet, but you have to turn the volume down on something, Miss Odom. Hey, stand by, Sabrina. Just stand by. We'll be right back with you. Sabrina Odom, folks, a dynamic poet. She's up next, also performing Center Stage Live at the Tampa Improv. Legend, my friend, thank you.
What's that?
Thank you for hanging out with us, Legend. We are going to have to connect after this show. Good luck to you with the competition. I know you're going to bring it.
No doubt.
Anything you want to share with the people right now before you take center stage right here for us with your freestyle?
I want to thank y'all for listening first and foremost, all my fans, my followers, my street team. I love y'all, TGZ, Pop Senior Baby, Big Boss, Miss Word, 5 o'clock baby, all day. I'm ready to spit when you are.
Hey.
I just had to do that.
We're ready to do it.
What?
The stage is yours. That was CeeLo's effects.
Back on up, there goes the big hump. Damn, you look good. I wish I would, I wish I could get up on them like a big bull. Bullying me no more, bullying me not again. It's not in my vocabulary because I always win. So I creep my crawling up on my intermission that I recognize and realize the gift that God has given, who driven me towards the right way. So I'm proud to say that my life is not a total blank place. Yes, I need them big, do not need them small, because I'm little bitty things, I ain't gonna do no harm. A rose sprawled down a sister's chest, I suppose. It's romantic and never lands in her G-string draw. Please. Baby, place a nigga drop to his knees after three villains. The heat between the sheets, stop lying. Don't be naive, because you know it's true. Through the loop, through the niggas in that one, you suit. It's all good.
No.
All right.
No. All right. A lot of applause. Hey, thanks for stepping up to the plate. Legend. And you can check Legend out tomorrow night at the Tampa Improv. Hey, big up to 5 o'clock Entertainment for coordinating with Hack Media to make this happen. Hey, we're supporting positive people trying to do positive things. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's enough out here for everybody. You just got to be on your grind. And it appears to me that Miss Legend is on her grind. So, again, thank you, Mama. We just wanted to make sure that you had an opportunity to really promote what you're doing, because I see that you're doing big things. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
You're in the team. I'm in the radio.
was like a mega mix of effects. 1057, New York City, everybody. 757 out there in San Diego, California. Hey, you are in tune to TMI Radio Live, a Money Monday. Again, special thanks to Legend and the 5 O'Clock Entertainment crew for hanging out. Singer, rapper, Legend is performing tomorrow night at the Tampa Improv, along with our next guest, Miss Sabrina Odom. I had an opportunity to check out Sabrina at Whiskey North, which is a popular, I'm going to say nightclub restaurant. I think that's the appropriate description for a nightclub restaurant here. They do an event on Saturdays called Jazz and Jokes. It's hosted by a cool cat named Ryan. The band is Off the Chain. Everybody, please welcome Miss Sabrina Odom to the show. Hey, thanks for being patient, Mama. Thanks for hanging out. What's going on? Welcome.
Thank you. I was just listening. I just want to say I love the show, by the way. It was just really cool. Cool format.
Hey, welcome. Ashley. Hey, if you just tuned in, folks, it's 10:59, and you need to go back and check out the beginning of the show. You can go back and download the podcast about, 10, 15 minutes after the program, and check it out. A real cool interview with Ms. Legend. Hey, go check her out, look her up, follow her, and I'm sure you'll be encouraged, because at the end of the day, it's really about people making real moves. And, Sabrina, I had an opportunity to check you out live and in action, but prior to actually seeing Sabrina at Whiskey North, Ms. Odom actually blessed me with something I'm going to ask her to bless you all with before we get out of here tonight. But Sabrina, go ahead and again introduce yourself to the world and let people know what you're doing and how important it is to you.
Okay, well, again, to everybody, hey world, my name is Sabrina Odom, and I'm a poet, I'm a writer, I'm a motivational speaker. A few things that I'm working on, I guess. I'm working on a book. It's called Recovery from Sin. And I'm just trying to do whatever God put me out here to do. And that's kind of just to inspire and uplift people. It's always been part of my personality. So,
For anyone who's listening, because this is B-Will Radio, and, I know nothing but real. Miss Odom actually worked for me. Worked for me, with me, and I consider her at this point to be a good friend because she's real, and I like real. Ms. Odom, tell the people how you actually demonstrated your gift for me.
I just wanted somebody just told me, hey, you should probably let Terrence know what you do. I'm sure he would like it. And I was like, well, why not? And so I went into his office, and I did a piece for him. And him and one of our other coworkers there, and he seemed to enjoy it. And I'll do a poem for free any day with anybody, anywhere. But praise God somebody wants to give me money to do it nowadays. But and he just was like, I don't think I bless anybody. I think God gives me the talents and the know-how just to do what I need to do at any given time, for whatever moment it may be. So,
You mentioned God twice in a short period of time. When did you hear the call of God?
Okay, true story. I actually was raised by a really religious family. My grandmother raised me, an ordained evangelist. Her name was Evangelist Brookshire. Many ordained people in my family. And to be quite honest, I probably heard it when I was 4 or 5 years old. And, we all have our testimonies and our life stories and our sob stories and whatever we do. And I kind of ran, and then he just makes it so that you put him forth. Forward. And I know this is like way different from the beginning part of your show, but that's
about. Be real is what we are, who we are. And guess what? I think it blends right in because we are just about real, right? So continue.
But yeah, I just went to church growing up in church in a very godly household that was kind of shoved down our throats. But I was always called a little preacher. I've been in the military, and boot camp. They called me Preacher Odoms. I aspire one day to become a pastor, but I have a long way to go to get there. And he's always been there tugging, giving me revelations, praise his name, and
right,
just trying
to
be me. Can't say I'm perfect, but, you know,
right.
I try.
Well, you know what? Thank you for saying that, right, because it's a great segue into what I want to talk about, you know, really next, because I think when you say this is very different from the top of the show, right, it is my opinion that we are way too judgmental of one another and perspective. You know, you heard a call, and at some point we're all going to hear a call. For some of us, it just may be, you know, later than sooner, you know. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But let's talk about the Sabrina Odom who didn't hear a call, who wasn't following the path of a call. Let's talk about that Sabrina Odom and really what brought about the transition. Well, were you driven by turmoil or did you come on your own? This is Be Real Radio.
You know, that's a great question. I could say a little bit of, well, mostly it was the turmoil. You know, a lot of times, and something my family has always said, and I've always heard, you know, if God has a call on you, you really can't step out and do things that are wrong. It's not going to work out for you. And I just had a lot of problems. I grew up with some hard times. I grew up in a crazy family. My grandmother raised me, praise God, she did. But, you know, my mother was a drug addict. Out there, all her kids turned their backs on God, and the devil just really attacked our family right down to me, and I wasn't perfect. You know, I can't say I was perfect. There were things that I can say that I'm not proud to say I have done, and it just, I got fed up. I mean, I don't know if I got fed up or God got fed up, but, you know, he just kind of put me down and said, hey, what are you going to do? This is your life. This is real. Do you want to live or do you want to die? And I choose life, so.
And you choose life. And at the end of the day, folks, my friends, my listeners, my family, I encourage, I admonish us all to really step back and take a look at life. Either you are operating in the realm of life or you're operating in the realm of death. There's really no argument there. There's nothing in between. But guess what? We all have a story. We need to learn how to embrace individuality and just be respectful. As, you know, Legend mentioned earlier, many of us are lacking self-respect. And guess what? You can never respect someone else if you don't respect yourself. You are inside Money Monday. It's 11:05. We got Sabrina Odom hanging out with us. She's performing live tomorrow night at Tampa Improv. Center Stage Live returns. It's being recorded for the CW Channel 44 and all of its affiliates. You don't want to miss it. October 25th, 8 p.m., the Tampa Improv. Miss Odom's going to come back and share some of her, yo, unbelievable skills, everybody. Tune in. We'll be right back. You are in tune. TM Hyman Radio Live.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Good job.
That's why I gave you the hand claps again.
Hey, it's not easy to stand before a crowd and kind of just dump your heart and soul, you know, literally on the stage. Where did the passion, because you can hear the passion, and to see her live, my friends, and you'll have a chance to do that tomorrow night, again, Center Stage Live at the Improv. The show starts at 8:30 promptly. You want to be there 8 p.m. But where does the passion come from to deliver it the way you do it, to kind of just dump it all out the way you do?
Oh, wow. Well, we could just go back a little bit. I mean, the first time I did this on stage, I had to be about 8 years old in South Florida. I grew up in Miami. There's a contest. It's called the Theodore Gibson Oratorical Contest. And I don't know if anyone knows who he is. He's was the first black writer to actually get the Nobel Peace Prize for oration. And a teacher just was like, hey, let's do this. And I started performing Maya Angelou poems and Sonia Sanchez poems and monologues. And it just kind of stemmed off from there. And just for me to do it, it's just always been natural. It's real. It's a good way for me to, like, let myself really be who I am, because I tend to be reserved. And I'm not, I can't say I'm shy, but I am reserved. I hold back so much, a lot. I'm a real passionate person. I'm passionate about God, of course, but I'm passionate about so many other things in life. Terrence knows me, so he knows I can be very fiery. And so I tend to hold back because I don't want to burn people up with my fire. And so on the stage, it's just so easy for me to let it out. And the answer that comes for that, I mean, I'm able to do that from God. It's a God-given talent for me to relate so easily on stage. And it's like you put me on a stage or tell me to do a piece, especially if it's a personal piece or even whatever it may be, not personal. He just kind of opens up those doors for me to do what I came to do. So
your acknowledgement, I'm sorry, CeeLo, your acknowledgement of God, I think is admirable, and it validates that he's at the center. Maya Angelou was an influence you mentioned. Who or what has been other influences or influenced that day?
You know, I'm not trying to stay on this Bible tip, but, you know, Paul from the Bible, his writings have been so passion-filled. But my grandmother, seeing her growing up, I mean, comes back to her, going back to church, the little Holy Temple. Shout out to Holy Temple, Pastor Kelly in Opa-locka, Florida. Seeing her preach, going through life. Even like my sister, I have an older sister who is just this big bundle. She doesn't hold anything back. And as artists-wise, Maya Angelou, Sonia Sanchez, Nikki Giovanni, and Oprah. And people don't realize, you know, she's not a writer per se, but just her boldness to be herself. My mother, and who is, she still has her own issues, but she's never held anything back. These people have really influenced me. But the first one always to me is Maya Angelou, because, I mean, I still remember her poems. To this day, I can spit one out. I remember the first one I did, Ain't That Bad, and just seeing these beautiful women, you know, being able to speak their minds and not hold anything back.
Yeah. Hey, it's definitely about women tonight. Definitely about women tonight. Madam CeeLo Boston.
Yes. Well, and I could totally relate to all of that, because it's the thing that, I don't know, I think that pushes me to share, because I don't like sharing my material. Mr. Hyman always puts me on the spot, but I don't mind. Because I also look at the point of it, it's a gift, you know, and to be able to describe things to where you're not just talking about yourself, you're talking about so many other people, and it's like the work that you do will, you never know who you influence. You never, like, out of the influences that you've spoken of, who have you influenced? And the thing is that if you actually take stock in that, you'd be surprised at the amount of people that make you a role model based off of your ability to be able to share. You know, so don't short yourself in that as well, because you're living your purpose. And your purpose is to help you.
It's to help people. Miss Odom has a very, very bright future as, you know, a minister. It is about community. It is about helping people. And she's serious about what it is that she does in the call. And I think, you know, consistency is what all of us need to apply more of in our lives. For with consistency, you know, comes, I think, great things. Back with Miss Sabrina Odom, she's going to continue to share the gift. But you can check it out up close and personal tomorrow night. Center Stage Live returns to the Tampa Improv, showtime 8 p.m. We'll be right back, everybody.
Look, I know he had you thinking. You don't ever wanna love again. You say no more. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby.
Thank you.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Welcome to the show, everybody. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. 11:24, Money Monday, coming up all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with entertainment and national news. Hey, give it up for CeeLo.
Oh, hold on.
Give it up for CeeLo, everybody. Hey, so quality, but so hood.
You can't get it anywhere else. All right, so what's up, everybody? Entertainment and national news for October, almost my birthday. Yeah. Okay,
wow.
So look. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, they welcomed their twins, Moroccan and Monroe, into the world. And they're finally sitting down with Barbara Walters on this coming Friday for a 2020 special where they'll debut their Bundles of Joy. So you guys can check your local listings for the 2020 special with Mariah, Nick, and Moroccan and Monroe. Yeah. And just to let you guys know, nicknamed the babies, them babies. Yeah, they called them babies. Okay, and I'm hood. All right, now, this is on to other entertainment news. Miami rapper Flo Rida, he is declining recent reports that he had some incidents occur in Australia. Now, I'm getting this from Hip Hop, All Hip Hop News, and the rumors have been that at first, Flo Rida had pulled out of the festival Fat as Butter because of, you know, that he threw a hissy fit over his accommodations. Well, then it was reported that Flo Rida's hotel room was raided when his assistant was arrested on marijuana and minor weapons charges. Now, along with that, Flo Rida is saying to the media to discuss a business issue with his tour because he didn't feel it was an appropriate way to handle things. And he's just pretty much trying to, you know, I guess, cease and desist with the rumors. And this is actually from Flo Rida. He stated that contrary to published reports, there was no room provided for him, at the Four Seasons, as reported, nor was there transportation to the venue, and that his reason for missing the show wasn't that he dropped out. It was because the promoters did not provide him with proper transportation, nor did they provide him with a room. So pretty much all accusations he's saying are false, because he said he's not even a smoker, and his room wasn't raided. So
get off now.
What happened? Okay. All right. So in other entertainment news, Jimmy Hinchman, his daughter seems to be getting attacked over and over for, I guess, they're saying that Tupac followers are the ones that keep attacking this young lady. But, again, this is coming from allhiphop.com. Ill-seed sources have confirmed that Dee Dee, Jimmy Hinchman's daughter, she was brutally assaulted in Las Vegas yesterday, and she was hospitalized with a broken jaw and other injuries that are pretty severe but not life-threatening. And apparently the Las Vegas casino, they're going to investigate the incident, and they said that it was four men that attacked this female. Four men. Really? Four men? Okay. So they also said that there were a lot of bystanders that just stood around and just watched as she was attacked. So her dad, Jimmy, has beefed up the security around his daughter. So we'll see how that works. Now, lastly, in political news, Rick Perry has proposed a 20% flat tax. Now, Herman Cain has revamped his 999 plan to 909, and that plan and initiative for other, you know, Republicans to come up with some other malarkey. So Rick Perry now,
909
from now stands for the people who are below poverty level or what have
wow.
you. They're not to pay any income tax at all if they make under a certain amount.
No, Herman Cain. We're not buying that from you, Herman Cain. Don't switch on us now.
Hey, right.
We want to know how you really feel.
Right. He's going to try to get it in at any cost. So, as I stated, Rick Perry is now proposing, who is also a Republican, is proposing a 20% flat tax, and that's on all that accept the tax, all the taxpayers who will accept it in the place of what they're currently paying in their tax bracket. So in the plan, it outlined in the Wall Street Journal that he's going to unveil it in South Carolina, and it also calls for capping federal spending at 18% of the country's gross national debt, while allowing younger earners to privatize their Social Security accounts. So taxpayers who don't want to pay 20% flat income, they can keep their current rate. It's just like, what the hell? So that pretty much means that his plan preserves, you know, they can still do the standard deductions like the mortgage interest and, you know, charitable donations, but that's only if you're earning less than $500,000 a year. And so that increases the standard deduction to $12,000. So we'll see how this goes. And his name for his is Cut, Balance, and Grow. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah. Oh, just to let you guys know, check out 50 Cent's his page, Street King. Check out the Street King page and like it, because again, every time you like the Street King page, once he gets to 1 million likes, he will provide 1 million meals to 1 million children. And if he hits that 1 million, he'll double that to 2 million. So let's get these babies fed. And that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news. Look how that worked out.
And before I forget this, I just want to add to what you just stated. He's going to do that up to 1 billion kids that he's trying to feed.
Right.
So support that effort. You know, it's not too many people really trying to do that. Now, what I don't know, and I want to find out if those kids are here in the U.S., if that is worldwide, what's the plan? Feeding a child regardless is important. Let's support it.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to know the specifics. Is that United States? I think that's an outstanding effort like that.
Well, initially I thought it was for the children like overseas, but I will clarify that for you, because at first it came across like it was the children overseas, and it came across like it was just 1 million children, period. And I don't know what the stipulations are for, you know, like what the life situation has to be for the children that are being fed. But I will find that out and let you guys know and get the exact details on what 50 is proposing. However, I have been pushing it myself, because just like you said, you know, 1 million children is 1 million children to me. You know, I try to feed the kids in my neighborhood when I can, or just people, period, you know. So you never know who you're helping by.
And speaking of 50, and I don't want you to forget what you were about to say, but speaking of 50, 50 just signed an artist by the name of Shorty Low out of Atlanta. And if you are a true hip-hop head, You know who Shorty Low is. Shorty Low actually, had a little beef with T.I. at some point. I follow hip hop. Don't judge me. But at the end of the day, it's important to know that 50 just signed this gentleman with a $10 million deal. And I share that only to say that 50's money runs real deep. 50 is into oil. 50 is into all kinds of things. He's diversified, my friends, and you need to get with it and understand how somebody takes some money and they make it work for them. This guy's doing big things. Don't be fooled by the hip-hop 50 that you know of. This is an entrepreneur to the highest level, someone who's putting their money where their mouth is. Come on, feeding up to 1 billion kids. Let's support that effort.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's just, it's massive. And it really makes people say, it should make
chain reaction. You know, like pay it forward.
Yeah, we got Shorty Low coming on in a few weeks to actually talk about this new deal and what it's like now being a part of G Unit and potentially, you know, we'll be able to get 50 on at some point. But again, you know, a $10 million deal is nothing to not pay attention to.
Yes, of course. And hold on, I want to know this. What the hell is he doing? He has to be writing more so than anything because lyrically he's garbage to me if we're talking about the same person.
Well, we are absolutely talking about the same person. My friends, I'm not just pulling, you know, information out of a hat. Again, I know hip-hop. I follow hip-hop. And, you know, I know a few people. Google Shorty Low or G-Unit, 50 Cent Shorty Low. Again, you can Google $10 million deal, damn it. It's going to come up. It's a done deal. He's gotten a check already. Hey, you know, and I'm going to say don't hate. And even if the music is garbage, right, because we played garbage music on this show.
Yes, we have.
Hey, but this is the deal. We give everybody an opportunity, and there have been people who have enjoyed music that we have described as garbage because guess what? There's a target audience for everything, and there's always going to be somebody who will follow you at the end of the day. And clearly this guy has a following that 50 felt was deserving of a $10 million deal. But guess what? I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to ask the real deal questions when we can have them on the show. Shorty Low, G Unit, 50 Cent. Again, hopefully we can get them on here soon. Hey, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Miss Sabrina Odom still hanging out with us. Sabrina, right after this. We'll be right back.
Drop that, pop that, bounce that, shake that, drop that, pop that, like a Cheerio.
9178893926. We haven't really opened up the line. We have not.
I'm not sure.
Miss Odom, you have to take your speakerphone off. That sounded like a speakerphone effect. Again, folks, we have Sabrina Odom hanging out with us. She is a poet performing Center Stage Live tomorrow night at the Tampa Improv, along with Legend and many, many others. You have Ferdinand, who actually won the last show that was done at the Improv, and this is number four. All have been sold out. November 15th is the next. That's the finale for this. They are all competing. For a top prize of $1,000 in cash and prizes, which is a $500 in cash, a video, and 1,000 CDs pressed by SNB Distribution. That's something that was recently thrown in. That's the first prize, top prize. Second prize, $300. 152nd prize. They're all competing tomorrow night, Tampa Improv. Before we get out of here, Ms. Odom.
I am here. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. But you could hear us, right?
I can hear you just fine. Yep, I heard you before too.
Okay, so go ahead and respond. Apologize for that.
That's okay. I'm just going to say out loud real quick. I know I'm all godly and stuff, but enemy, you cannot stop what I'm about to say. 5 years from now, I'll have my book out. It'll be done. It'll be called Recovery from Sin. Hopefully, I'll be ordained, and I'm going towards the road to become a pastor. I want to go out and speak and, you know, really help the community, help people, help women, help men, help children, help anybody. The book is entitled to be called Recovery from Sin. All the writing is done. I'm just getting some illustrations done for it. It'll be a study, a Christian study guide through poetry with scripture and also essay formats. And so it's a really unique concept. It's going to be really something that I haven't seen, and I've read many, many books. And just hopefully I'm just going out here to do the work of the Lord. 5 years from now, 10 years, maybe a pastor, half a church. 20 years, maybe I'll be Juanita Bynum. But no, that's a joke.
Hey, but you know what? I'm going to say this to you, my friend. I'm going to say that we touch – slap you a high five in agreement, you know, to whatever it is that you aspire to do. And I don't think it's a joke, because I think your passion is one that of honorable, I think, you know, Juanita Bynum, because she's also, she heard a call, and she's walking in that. I think, you know, like, that's the plan, that's the design for, you know, our lives. Now, we all have choices, and some of us choose to go in other directions or take other paths. Now, there's the path, then there's a path, you know. So thank you very much for being totally transparent and for drawing a line in the sand and for not, you know, being afraid to promote and speak to that line that you've drawn in the sand. I think that definitely closes out and goes very well with the first hour, because, you know, I like the idea of woman power and lifting women up and promoting women, because, again, you know, God bless, you know, a lot of young women out here who lack a lot of self-esteem and respect for themselves, and they're finding themselves in tough places because they're easily manipulated and they're looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, God bless women who know who they are and they're respectable, because, you know, at the end of the day, ladies, we as men, we're going to always be open to whatever it is you want to give to us. We wake up in the morning ready. So anytime you're ready, we're ready. But at the end of the day, we respect more a woman who respects herself, who can draw a line in the sand. You know, every man is truly looking for that virtuous woman. She'll always be, you know, number one. Now, but again, most of the time, it's the reflex of a man to be ready anytime a woman is ready. That's just who we are. This is how we're built. Get some respect about yourself. Ms. Sabrina Odom, I appreciate your passion and you coming on tonight, sharing with us. Before you get out of here, we're going to give you this platform one more time, and we're going to snap it up for you and encourage folks to come on and check you out live tomorrow night, Tennis Days Live at the Improv, 8 p.m. It's going down promptly. The show starts at 8:30. You don't want to miss her. Ms. Sabrina Odom, everybody. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight, my friend. The stage is yours.
Okay. Again, I want to do something different. You haven't heard, I have a lot of poems. And speaking about women and just everything you said, I just think this is very fitting to anybody who's been searching for something. It's called He Freed Me. And it goes like this. You should love me. You should appreciate me for who I am. You should yearn after my soul and want to know my mind. Yet you don't. You won't. Since you won't, I ran to the arms of those who did want me. I ran to the arms of those who wanted to use me. I ran to those who lied to me. I looked in shadows for things you wouldn't give me. I looked around dark corners and through dark alleyways. I looked to decrepit places in the back of their minds. I lived in the back of yours. I know. You didn't want me. You didn't love me. You didn't need me. But Jesus freed me. You should need me. You should need me like the sun needs the moon or the stars need the sky. You should need me like a baby needs her mama when she's crying and hungry and all she wants is to be held. But you did not. Since you didn't, I needed the world to tell me lies. I needed the drugs that numbed my mind. I needed circles to keep on going. I never wanted straight lines. I needed deception and perception so I could perceive the things that I didn't need. I needed to be violated. Violated. That's how you left me behind. You didn't want me. You didn't love me. You didn't need me, but Jesus freed me. Jesus stood there in the corner weeping. Jesus stood there in the corner sweeping. He swept me off my feet, whispered sweet nothings in my ear, told me things I hold so dear. He said they may not want you, but I made you. He said they may not hold you, but I'm your comfort. He left me in wonderment. You didn't want me. You didn't love me. You didn't need me, but Jesus freed me. He gave me rainbows and sunny days. He gave me peace to go outside and play. He gave me life, not eternal death. He gave me pure joy, not worldly wealth. He kissed me warmly on the forehead. He gave me the push I needed to push forward. He gave me strength to know I'm worth it. No, you didn't want me, nor did you love me. You didn't need me, but then he freed me. And if you want some inspiration at any time, you can find my page on Facebook. It's called www.facebook.com/GodIsMyBoss. That's GodIsMyBoss. And also I have things on YouTube as well.
Wow.
I know you're gonna rock it tomorrow night.
Lord, y'all just pray for me that he uses me in a powerful way. And thank you for having me. I so appreciate the opportunity and the chance to get a voice out there and just to say a word for God. And everything that y'all doing, I appreciate it, and I love y'all platform. To Legend, I don't know if you're still listening, Ma, keep up the positive outlook. You know, I couldn't really get the page, but, you know, I know the show's going to be great, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Hey, well, we are absolutely glad to have you, Sabrina. Good luck, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I think you, you know, inspire a lot of people. One thing about poets, poets have this very unique power to influence, to encourage, to inspire, just like a preacher, just like a minister. You know, and I think the beauty of it is the fact that it's done outside of the four walls. That I think often messages get lost. They get lost between the walls, because, you know, I think the words that we use should uplift, should build up. You know, so continue to do what you do, and good luck tomorrow night. Again, thanks for rocking with us here inside Money Monday, Miss Sabrina Odom, everybody. CeeLo. Good night, my friend. 4 minutes left in the show. Take us home. Good night, everybody. Believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity.
Yes, and whatever you do, do it well. I'm going to go ahead and take the show out with another young man, Bezel, who joined us last week, who will also be performing tomorrow night. Y'all, don't forget to check out Center Stage Live in Tampa. Improv
tomorrow
night at 8
p.m. I'll tell you something. 8 p.m. The show starts promptly at 8:30. But hey, 8 p.m. because it's going to be a very, very good show. Talent from all over. I mean, the bill is unbelievable, folks. 13 acts, and you want to be able to compare them all because it's really about who goes on to the next level. November 15th is part two. It's the finale to all of this. Who's going to take home the top three prizes? You've heard every single, maybe not every single. I think maybe you didn't hear from two of the artists, you know, between last week and tonight. Maybe three. But I think for the majority of the artists, you heard from them tonight. You heard from them at night on this program. So you got an idea, you know, and CeeLo, you heard it. Toya, you heard it. I mean, folks, you heard it. It's going to be an awesome, awesome program. And we might have the Candy Cane Girls to show up as well. Well, that's Toya and CeeLo.
Yeah.
They still pulling together their routine.
Exactly.
Y'all have a good night.
Girls. Y'all remember the Mary Jane Girls? We the Candy Cane Girls. And then Pepper, you know, hey, we're doing I'll Take Your Man, you know.
Hey, that's guaranteed to win the $1,000 top prize. That's guaranteed to win. Hey, good night, everybody.
Okay. Oh, look, I wanted to give this last little tidbit. The NBA lockout is still going on, which means two more weeks of official lockout for the NBA. Now, an announcement will be made tomorrow.
Tuesday
to tell everybody about that. But until then, Tuesday night for Hump Day Wednesday, and let's get into Bezel. Y'all gonna rock it at the Tampa Improv. Get it in.
Wednesday, 10 p.m. Peace, everybody.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Bezel.
No.
mommy's always fire. Always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to beat the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Do the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, but walking like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Being in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, the one lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake. Into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, back against the wall.